Those days were amazing, you know. Being a kid, you know, what else was I to do but to live the dragon, you know? I mean, I'd study the music note for note. I read every interview, copied every outfit, every move, you know, every look. And I think basically, you know, my pursuit of perfection was relentless because I think at that stage the music deserved that. Bob, you're not nailing the squeal.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Check it out.
Play it like that.
Yeah.
That's a ping, not a squeal, man.
Sounds just like the tape, man.
No, raunchier. Again, please. That was great. Thank you. From the top. Copy Lubricator, signed by all five band members. It's the original black cover. And look at how cool this is. Jurgen's name is misspelled. It's supposed to be an E. You know how much I could get for it? He's D2, little dude. Try like this. Mom?
Yeah?
Mom doesn't have enough limits.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
dear,
what were you doing?
What were
you doing? How are you?
I'm good. How's Willard?
Oh, he's fine. He was fine.
Thank you.
Here, now hold on. You got a smudge, though. All right.
Bye. I gotta run.
Bye. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
I'm gonna make you mine.
my show in a week and a half?
Of course.
You want to hand out some flyers?
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome.
Bye.
Hey, guys, check us out. We're a band called Blood Pollution. We're a Steel Dragon tribute band. Best of Pittsburgh.
Somebody ripped out my heart.
And put it through a flying blender!
Yeah, that's right. This one's for Kim, who makes me want to stand up and shout.
Nobody gets scammed into seeing some cut-rate copy band.
Cut-rate copy band? This dude can't even tune his own guitar.
Yeah, and you know, you could always use a little work on your lip sync.
I don't lip sync, asshole.
You'd be doing everyone a favor if you did, Ashburn.
You know, you could at least get the outfit right. I mean, your boots are from the Wasted Tour, and this is just like a cheap imitation of the Twisted Jacket.
You are so fully wrong. Cocksmoker. This is official issue. The actual vest Bobby wore on the Twisted Tour. My dad bought it from someone who knows Dragon's drum tech.
Look, I hate to break it to you, but your dad got ripped. First of all, the lapels are supposed to be blue. There's no green in the embroidery. As a matter of fact, can anybody here honestly say that they've ever seen Bobby Beers with a jacket with red lapel?
No, Chris, I can't.
I don't think so.
Hey, maybe you can make me some pants like his. Or did your girlfriend already rip out the seats in the Dodge?
Oh, no, no, I could make you a pair of those. But first, you gotta tell me what you shove in there to make people think you're a guy.
Oh, hey, baby.
Oh, yeah, you need a couple ballet slippers.
You want a piece of my package?
No, I'm good.
You wanna see how real man is?
Hey, don't touch her, man.
Hey, let go of my.
Get your ass out of bed. Hey.
Get out of here, Vince.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come
Let's
on,
get
man.
Up.
Get out of here. Move it.
Where you hiding your stash these days?
Hey, come on, man. Get out of here. I didn't do anything.
No, you didn't do anything. That's the problem. You never do anything.
Get out of here, pig! God! Fucking...
Mom! Mom! Mom!
Oh, Jack. Jeez, boys, quit. Break it up. Come on, Chris, give him the break. Give him the break. Come on. No, 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 no. Stop it. Stop it.
Somebody get out of my room.
He's in my room, too.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
That's because I moved out when I was 18, you freak.
Come on, we're going to have breakfast.
Keep him out, Mom. I'm serious.
Okay, Chris, just get ready for work, okay? Oh, you go down, Chris. We have breakfast.
Keep him out of here.
All right, he's gone.
So you guys arrested Murphy last night for drunk driving?
Yeah, he was parked on the Brenneman's front lawn this time.
Uh-huh.
Plane's been going over ice cream. Same story.
Hi, babe.
Huh. Hey, Chris.
So how was the show?
It's fine. Bet the freaks were out in force.
Yeah, I'm surprised you weren't down there busting heads.
Nah, we let our female officers handle that crowd. You want to go?
Hey, Chris, come on. Hey.
Second time she saved you today. Maybe she'll take her to work with you.
Good one.
Did they do Black Babylon?
No, they haven't played Black Babylon since Soccer in 75.
That is so pathetic that you know that.
That's a great song.
I love that song.
Okay, genius. Who's burying the Grants, too?
Can't we all agree it's just a little bit twisted that you're still living at
Come
home
on.
Stealing Ma's makeup?
Who the hell's burying the Grants, too?
I mean, Christ, Dad, how much longer are you going to put up with this bullshit?
That's what I thought.
Isn't a rock star fantasy thing something you're supposed to grow out of, like, around 14?
Oh, maybe if I get really lucky, I'll get to grow up and listen to Air Supply and wear jackboots.
Like you. What's wrong with Air Supply?
Nothing if you're the cop from the Village People.
Good one. You know what the sickest thing is about you, little man? The sickest thing about you is that you don't have any fantasies of your own. You fantasize about being somebody else, wearing somebody else's clothes, singing somebody else's songs. It's pathetic.
Get here.
Okay, Satan's Legion.
Hey.
Have a good one, son.
You didn't eat.
Allie's better. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I love you, too.
You do this every time. Why do you do this?
I question his sexuality, Ma. I do.
I'll give you a simple procedure so it won't happen again.
Okay. You don't have to stick a pen in it, okay? If I'm not available, I give you a simple 1-2-3 procedure, okay? It's 1-2-3. Pop that down. Push this. You pull back on this lever to free up the jam. And that will allow you to access the...
Is something wrong?
Is that mascara?
I'm in a band.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Look, can you follow the simple 1-2-3?
1-2-3.
Without sticking a pen in there? Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See William. He'll be back for a while.
William?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. George Michael's such a wuss. I don't want to give Rob so much shit for it. He's probably going to want to cover that song.
All right, Eve. Okay, now just relax.
I think so.
Feel that?
Last week.
love you, babe.
Oh, I love you.
Dude, I just keep putting this shit on until I want to fuck myself.
Hey, Rob, you wearing underwear?
No.
Before we get too deep into this party, I love you too. Before we get too deep into this party, though, I want to thank the Hard Hats here, Key Steel, for letting us use their place of business to pay tribute to the metal created by none other than Steel Dragon! And a special thanks to my brother Joe for giving me my first Dragon record because he hated it. And to my mom and dad because they let me play it as loud as I wanted to. Yeah! Because they rock! Now this next tune, I'd like to dedicate to someone who, when I first met, ripped my heart out and put it through a blade blender. That's right. This one's for Emily. Because she turns me up and shakes me down and makes me want to what?
Break after the chorus. They don't care. Ah!
song goes. Dude, I know how the song goes.
Well, if you know how it goes, then play it right.
Chris, you were taking this shit too seriously.
That's right, I take this shit really seriously because the music deserves to be taken seriously. If you don't take it seriously, you don't deserve to play it.
All right, you need to get a grip.
Let it go. Yeah.
You've ruined your performance. Do not ruin mine.
What are you doing here?
Bradley's our new frontman.
You made your point.
Get him out now. Dude, only one leaving is you.
Hey, Chris, see these? This new PA he brought with him. Oh, and that's the new mixing board he brought with him, too.
Have you heard the voice he's brought with him?
Sit and spin, dude. Just relax. Look. I don't care if Bradley can hit all the notes Bobby Beers can hit, because I hear Bobby Beers leaving the band anyway.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Nina and Samantha hooked up with band Fort Wayne. They say Bobby's leaving.
That's bullshit, man. You know better.
Okay, look, whatever. It doesn't matter, because we're only doing Dragon covers to get people in the door so they can hear our originals, because we're tired of just being a cover band.
We are not a cover band. We're a tribute band.
No, dude. We are a cover band. The problem is, we've been covering the tunes. You think you're in goddamn Steel Dragon. I love you, man, but you're mental. You really are. You need to get a grip on reality, man. You don't know where Bobby Beers ends, and you begin.
Yeah. I'm mental. I'm only mental because I don't want to be in some cheesy bar band that butchers the music people came to hear just to trap men to listen to your crappy original.
Crappy original?
Yeah.
Well, I think Hole and a Half kicks ass. I'm proud of shit to have written it.
Yeah, I guess that's why we got so many requests for it.
Don't make me feel like shit just because you're too scared to write your own songs.
That's it, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
Dude, if you want to make it in this business, you gotta write your own tunes, bro.
Thanks for the tip, bro. Oh, come on, guys. I mean, we started this band because we love playing Dragon tunes. We couldn't imagine playing anything else. What happened?
Dude, I thought it'd be a goof.
A goof?
Chris, seriously, wouldn't you rather fail as yourself than succeed as some Bobby Pierce clone?
Well, yeah, well, Rob, maybe you can write me a song about why in the hell I would ever want to do that.
All right, you're gone, man. Just go.
Hey, what's so fucking funny?
Babe, come on. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right. This is my mic stand. I'm taking it. These are my cables.
I'll get you guys some new cables.
You know, I don't even think I'm coming back.
I don't.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm not. Look, I'm serious. If I leave now, I'm not coming back.
Did you just say that?
Shut up, Bradley.
Last time.
Emily. Look, I talked to the guys, and if you still want to manage us, I mean, it's okay with us.
Rob, I'm a businesswoman. And rule number one in this business is you go where the talent is. And all the fucking talent that was in this band has just left the room. For me on my 15th birthday?
No.
Yes, you do. This is love, I know.
Please, it's embarrassing.
I will never stop believing.
Are you done making fun of me yet?
I love that song. Getting it, Chris. You're not hearing me. I'm telling you, the first time I ever saw you, the first time I laid eyes on you, sophomore year, Bill Starbuck, in The Rainmaker, I said to myself, oh my God, that guy's got it. I mean, my heart stopped. I said, that guy is going all the way.
I was just saying someone else is lying to him. I did not write them.
My favorite color is rainbow.
Really? Mine's mauve.
I said no. Oh, Healy, did you answer the telephone? Thank you. Hello?
Sunshine
Daycare.
Chris!
Telephone!
Chris!
Yeah!
Telephone! Come on, you want to help me crack it?
Yeah.
Want
I'm
my breath?
Fly.
Bye.
Hello?
Chris?
Yeah?
Is that Chris Cole?
Who is this?
This is Kirk Cuddy.
Ricky, you know your English accent is almost as lame as your guitar playing?
Well, I can't hear much about the accent. What do you suggest to do about my playing?
Who is this?
I told you, it's Kirk Cuddy. Playing a band called Steel Dragon.
Maybe you've heard of us.
Listen to me, asshole. I don't have any time for your shit.
Well, no, hang on. Listen to this, all right?
Now, is that you? Are you lip-syncing? All right, if this is Kirk Cuddy, then what'd you used to call your third wife?
Third wife? We don't have to talk about that old slag, do we? All right, I call her Sugar Bum.
I call the second wife as well, which is why the third wife left me. So now, just to keep things nice and simple, I affectionately refer to all ladies as Totty. Is that enough information for you?
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Hey, I was so sorry to hear about your dog, man.
Pookie?
Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, I sent flowers and a card and stuff, but I didn't get a response. But, you know, I probably figured you guys are so busy anyway. It wasn't
Look,
a big deal.
Look, can we get past all this?
Your life, crap. One of the more important things. There's a ticket waiting for you
at the airport for a flight to L.A. tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious. Now, look, you tell no one about this, okay?
Yes, sir.
You, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye. Emily. Well, the wind's blowing and the sun is shining, and the long girls all get so sad. I take my plans for Katie, I'm a while and now it goes to my phone, drinking the sand.
I'm Tanya Usher. I work with the band.
Oh, you used to go out with Bobby.
And you look like Bobby. Is that all you brought?
I want my manager.
Yeah, we traded in the first class ticket for 2 coach seats. How is all of us?
Yeah, I like that, sir.
What was that? Did you see that?
So, do you know why we're here?
Ash really let her explain everything to you. Where's your breast?
I'm sorry. What?
Your breast? Are they yours? You know, I don't remember. It's quite sensational.
Well, thanks. You know, it's just what I was going for.
So I hear you're in a Steel Dragon cover band.
Tribute band.
Right.
Well, I'm kind of, sort of in between bands right now.
Your pants.
Yeah, Emily had them made for me.
I bet they're easy to get in and out of.
So, when do we get there? Tanya, is it?
Tanya.
Hey! Now we're nobody, sorry.
Well, you should be!
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Hey, she gets you!
I'm just trying to get myself, guys.
Wow.
Hey, are you two coming or what?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, very nice. Thanks. Lovely.
All right, they're ready for you now.
Yeah, that would be nice. You didn't like it.
Hey, man.
There's up.
Thanks for coming. Not too fagged out, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Is it Max, the road manager?
Hey, yeah. I saw you in Pittsburgh. You gave everybody a backstage pass but me.
Yeah, from the looks of you, I had good reason, right? Hello.
Hi.
So we all just saw a tape of you singing, provided by the lovely Nina and Samantha.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
We were just wondering if the incredible voice on the tape really belongs to you. No, that'd be you, Bobby.
You think you can bring in some child to replace me, do you?
You want to do your own thing.
We're going to let you go. Tell me what you're doing here. You're firing me.
Oh, calm down, Bobby.
You calm down, you wanker.
It's because I'm gay, isn't it? Okay. No. I got both my nipples pierced, bought a house in Morocco because I'm John fucking Wayne. Have you ever listened to the lyrics of Stand Up, Did you really think that Kim was a girl?
Kim was a guy?
Yeah, Kim was a guy. He also happens to be my lover, much to the horror of these closeted sausage jockeys. Bobby, as if we give a toss who you're buggering.
Whatever, Bob. Just keep your dick away from me, though.
Stop it, man, I tell you. No, what bothers us, Bobby, is you don't turn up for recording sessions.
Right.
You missed half the gigs on the last tour.
Right.
When you
no,
did show
no.
your attitude...
Look,
so
I am Steel Dragon! Without me, you're nothing!
Give us a break.
You'll be playing for coppers in the tube without me!
We'll see. Scarf. Take it.
Yeah, I will.
Good.
I leave now. I'm never coming back.
Okay?
Never.
Heard you the first time, Bobby.
What are you looking at?
Me?
You think you can dress up like me and be a rock star?
No, sir.
No, sir. You have no idea what it takes. What? You think it's all sex, drugs and rock and roll, do you, Well, you got the sex wrong, didn't you? Drugs, I never touch them. No one does a gig like I do a gig half cut. Not even at your age. And it's bed, 11:30, every night before a gig. That's what it takes. Why don't you just do your own thing? Get your own life. It's like being bloody Elvis.
So Elvis was the king.
And I'm just the queen. Very funny. Oh, bloody hell. Bastards. You bastards.
Q, mate.
Yeah, sorry, Ken.
You do know the song, yeah?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
All right, well, we'll pick it up just coming out of the intro.
This is my soul. This is my life.
I'm sorry.
We're wasting our time here.
So, sorry, would it be okay if I was, could I start one more time?
All right, yeah, go again.
Sorry about that.
Well, mate, do you want the gig then?
Come on, look in the lens, you guys, right there. Go, get in there more. There you go, attitude. Come on, you guys, two double platinum records. You're playing the Forum tonight. You got 20 girls who want to come back to the hotel with you. Give me some rock star attitude. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hey, Izzy, let's try rolls with a little more attitude. Try with no smile.
Fine.
That's better. Now you look cool. Come on, right on my lens, guys. Tighten up attitude.
Listen, I'm telling you, lot, we combed this entire planet
looking for someone who is heavy enough to pull this one off. And we found a star waiting to be discovered.
When this guy starts to sing,
you're going
to
forget all about Bobby Beers, all right? Promise you.
Izzy! Is that your name, Izzy?
Yeah, the name's like Izzy, like Izzy's Revenge.
Izzy, I'm not calling him Izzy. Shh.
Can you hit all the same notes that Bobby Beers can hit?
That's why I'm in the band.
Stand up and shout!
Izzy, how do you keep your voice in such great shape?
Oh, Miss Reed, my choir teacher, she always gives me some really cool exercises.
It's a lot of pussy, that's out.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? What's this? Right.
Blast
it. My father, my son.
Oh, it's my boy.
Hi, you guys.
How was that?
So good, so comfortable.
Listen up on my English
accent. No, it's great. Nice way to handle that pussy line, by the way.
Cool. What's that going to do? I can't argue
Izzy,
with you.
Izzy, honey, don't worry. I'm going to make an honest man out of you.
I eat a lot of pussy. Loads of it. I eat a lot of pussy. Tons. I got my voice eating pussy, man. It's like a vocal technique exercise. I got eating pussy, man. Loads of it. All the time. Tons. It's all I do. Breakfast, morning, noon, night. Got to have it, man. It's all I do is eat pussy a lot.
Chris! Either get in here and do it, or shut up! Hold on!
Dan!
So many people are there.
I know. Dan, just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. You're going to be great, okay? Nobody knows this sounds better than you do.
That's true.
Okay, it's just yourself, Chris. Okay?
Is
it? You're going to be great, babe. I love you so much.
Oh. Oh. All right, matey. Time to go to work. Sorry, darling. Back to the hen house.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to sit with his parents.
Whatever throws your beanie, darling. Come on, mate.
I must piss.
What? You got to piss? Is that what you go back there? I'm going to use it. Use it. You're awesome. Bye, babe.
You okay?
Yeah.
Well, you're in my hands now, mate. And I ain't lost a man yet.
Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's do it, man.
This is your coronation, my dear. There you go. You're okay. Right, now you're not going to need it. There's a bucket in each wing, all right? Up you go.
outside.
Couldn't be better.
It's a bit there, up there, up there. I see.
Oh, look.
Fantastic. It's brilliant, mate.
Fucking brilliant.
Off you go.
You're not just a regular guy who grew up with the posters of these guys on my wall. And now I'm one of them. That's right. I'm standing here living proof. And if you work hard enough and you want it bad enough, dreams do come true. So follow your dreams, man. Follow your dreams. Because we all die young.
Oh, it was so heavy right here, and the music played to its perfection.
Well, we heard it sing,
thank you guys. It's beautiful.
Shot him right 20 yards.
All right. It's Kirk.
The dragon.
Yeah! All right, let's go. Let's get the hell out of here. VIP, sorry.
Well, I'm Chris's girlfriend, manager.
Who?
Izzy's girlfriend, manager.
Yeah, right.
She's okay. She's all right.
All right, gone.
I'm most sure. How amazing you want to be. Oh, really? This is our vacation tonight. We are on fire.
No. Where are you going?
Oh, no, sir. I guess that.
No. Come on,
go back. Hey, man, come on. I'm Izzy's brother. My family.
I don't think so.
Mom! What'd you think?
All right.
No good, Mom.
For indecent exposure.
Out of my jurisdiction, bro.
Get the tequilas, will you?
Ladies
Oh, you're on, please.
Got a little initiation for you, all right? You join the band, you've done a beautiful job. Now we give you a drink. Hello, ladies.
Come on, ladies. Let's get it.
Please, Frizzy. Hey, hang on.
No hats. You're hanging with the hardcore now, brother.
Teeth and sun.
Two teeth, come on. Oh, my God.
You're so bad. Oh, my God.
Laws of gravity no longer apply, right?
I guess not, huh?
You'll get used to it.
Yeah?
It'll kind of build up a little bit of tolerance to it, you know?
Right, okay, yeah. I'll get that one going.
Some crazy stuff happens, though.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
It's all good fun, though, you
know? Yeah.
This makes for good stories, you know?
Oh, I'm beginning to have a couple of my own.
You can have a good time as well, you know? It's allowed. Anything you want, just have to ask.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Oh, I won't.
Cheers.
Good, I'm great, actually.
Tell me something. How does it feel to know that everyone in here wants to fuck you?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can't stop touching you. I can't keep my hands to myself. You know you've turned me into a silly little groupie. There she is.
Hey,
yo. We were just talking about how stunningly beautiful you are, really.
Oh,
oh, oh God, you too. Such a sexy couple. You know, if I were you, I'd spend all my time in bed. Come on. Relax, lover. You were terrific last night.
Are those my pants?
Yeah, they're a bit snug, but that's how I like them.
I don't really like any distractions when they're working on the music, see? But you can travel with the wives, they're very nice.
Yeah, but who are they?
That's Kirk's astrologer, and that's his physical therapist. And that, well, we all know what that is, right? Yeah, I think we better go, mate.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a thing.
Oh, no, sorry, mate, you can't do that, no. See, the boys want you to be there when they work on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what, babe, go ahead, I'm fine.
Yeah, quick as you can.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I didn't know anything about the rule.
Yeah, just get on the bus.
It's
fun.
You too, be careful.
Come on, Moji, the boys are waiting for you in the back. They're working, they need you.
Hey.
What's up, Iz?
Oh. What's up, bud? Hey, Iz. You want some of this?
I was going to call the schedule.
Suit yourself.
Good for writing lyrics.
You know what? He's a rock star now. The normal rules don't apply.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't have to. Somebody's jealous.
No. No, I'm not. I just know him. He's not like the...
Like hell he's not.
He's a guy, isn't he?
Hey, look, we all know exactly what happened on that tour bus.
I met God on that bus. I didn't say anything.
Hey, look, I know it's crazy, but it comes with the territory. And, I mean, you can either drive yourself batty trying to change it, or you can simply adapt.
You gotta let him off the leash for a bit of a romp every once in a while.
Otherwise, they get a little cranky, you know. Besides, at the end of the day, they always come home. And who's to say that you can't have your own fun?
Exactly. Hey, do you want some?
No, I'm good, actually. I just had breakfast, but...
Okay, here.
You're the dog.
Look, here's some advice for me. Number one, learn to share.
Oh.
Number two, get very close with his counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, don't sign anything, even if it's not typed. I had to learn that the hard way.
Oh, hey, you know what I always say. If you love someone, let them go. And if they come back to you with... very expensive and important jewelry, then they're yours and it's really meant to be.
I just hope that I am not as cynical as you are when I am your age.
Honey, she's 23.
22 and a half.
23?
I am 22 and a half. You guys are at my birthday party.
And you may find yourself behind.
is a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Be nice to this club and MTV, will you? They're not playing our videos as much as they used to. Since the boys trashed their set on the last visit.
Tell them about the delicious thing you do with your tongue.
Right, here we are.
Thanks, man.
I'll be back to collect you in half an hour, all right?
All right,
man. Mind your back, please.
Hey, woman, you can't call me that,
yeah? All right, look, I need to talk to you.
Well, can you wait till after the show? I gotta do this MTV thing. I'm supposed to talk to that producer and all that.
Yeah, no, I know. I know your schedule. Get a copy of that every day.
All right, well, then you know what, I'll be finished.
I'm leaving.
All right, we'll just meet me at the hotel.
No, I'm going to Seattle.
What the hell's going on in Seattle?
Well, Marcy and I have been talking.
Who's Marcy?
You know who Marcy is. My roommate.
Yeah.
Rob's girlfriend.
I'm sorry, yes, I know who she is, Al, but there's a lot of things in my mind.
Oh, I know, I know. Anyway, we've been talking about getting this business started, and we just got our loan, and we are going to go to Seattle.
When did you do this?
While the wives were out shopping.
Is this a money thing? If you need money, I'm up here. Hey, you know I didn't mean it like that. I swear.
No, I'm not leaving you. But I am leaving this. You know, I cannot do this every day.
I thought you were having fun. We're having a great time.
No, we are. All right, but it has been fun. But maybe this is you. This is all happening to you. And this is great. But it's different for me. You know, I can't sit in a car that follows a bus all day. That's
you
just
don't
not
have to do that anymore. I talked to Matt. We're getting a whole car for me and you. And we're going to ride together. What is it?
You know, wanting a life. And I really want to do this thing with Marcy in Seattle.
Well, can we hook up in Seattle when I get there?
Yes. Of course, of course.
Matt, and I'll get you all the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Our schedule and stuff, so you can call when you get there. Just so I know you got there safe, right? So I'll see you in Seattle.
Okay.
I'll give you some advice, mate.
Somebody say,
let the chick go.
So, how are we doing here?
Lovely. Thank you very much.
I'll be back in a few minutes to check on you, okay?
Sheila. Just freshen up the old blood. Liver doesn't work as good as it did when I was your age, mate. Listen, make it easy on yourself. There's no way it can work. You start off with the best intentions, but so much pussy coming at you every day that finally it wears you down. And then you crack.
Yeah, well, I'm going to act like a supermodel or something.
Yeah, you know why? Because I can. You can too. You see, you got all these birds out there dreaming about having it off with you. And that makes the guys want to be you. And the guys are the ones that buy the records. So if the chicks don't want you, the guys are gone. I mean, put it this way. Your job is to live the fantasy other people only dream about. Don't go in half-assed. Dream big.
live the life.
Space, all right? Just be patient, but I've got to check your credentials, so please have your pussy passes on display.
I get to be with Izzy. I am going to shit bricks.
Well, yeah, that'll make a lasting impression.
Do you tail tip chubbies?
No.
Well, you should. You have a killer body. You know, it's not totally nude there. I mean, we have to wear G-strings, so the guys, they respect us way more.
Oh, wow, yeah. You know what? That is so true. I mean, nothing says respect like cramming a strip of Lycra right up your ass.
Fucking Ava.
Yes, that's fine. You're absolutely fine. Oh, hi. Hello. Now, that's a very important little P, isn't it? In you go. Yes, very nice.
What's the P stand for?
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, as boss.
Oh, yeah? Is that not him?
No, it's personal, isn't it?
Personal friend.
Yeah, personal friend of the band, yeah. What's that?
Come on, I'm not here to check up on him. I was invited.
Look, I think he's doing some interviews at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really quite sure where he is, actually.
If you'd like to write just, of course, right here, if you like.
Sorry.
I live here, Chris.
Oh, I thought you were in Seattle.
You're in Seattle.
You're in Seattle.
Wait a second. I did not forget you were coming. First of all, Matt.
Yeah?
To arrange us dinner. Didn't I tell you to remind me that she was going to come?
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry, man. I really screwed up there, mate.
What do you mean?
All right,
I'm sorry.
Chris, please. I don't need people taking falls for me. Please, Chris.
No, I did not forget.
Chris, don't lie to me. Please don't lie to me.
I might have slipped my mind, okay, but I didn't forget. I remembered that. I didn't remember, but I didn't forget, okay? You know how things get around here. It's crazy. It's hard to keep everything straight.
Is it that?
It is.
I'm not wasted. I'm tired.
I'm sorry.
Sweetie, listen, I gotta do him first because I gotta do it with my mid-pill. Okay, you know what?
Remember?
Just come over here. Please stand over here. Just a second, all right?
Rachel.
Who are you?
Is he?
What is this?
What? Is he? You don't have to call me. It's me. Call me Christy, okay?
Oh.
Don't. What? You don't have to call me Is anymore. Call me Chris, okay? Emily, wait.
What?
I'll go with you.
Go with me where?
I'm gonna go with you. I'm gonna go to Seattle.
We're in Seattle, Chrissy. Sorry, but are you guys done? Because I got it.
We're done. You gotta get home on this one, because she's gotta be at work by midnight.
Things
came from.
Really sweet.
Yeah,
I was going over here first.
Very brutal. Can we make it a bit more raunchy?
Sounds pretty raunchy in here.
All right, maybe it's an EQ thing. Look, take a couple of minutes. We'll see what we can do here, all right?
God, these septics, look, it's not... He's a bit of bollocks to it. Is there an EQ it or something?
Pretty good hunting up at your ranch.
It was great. Every damn thing I saw, I killed it. Killed something every damn day, you know. You know, you ought to think about bringing your fiancé up there sometime,
you know? You know, I would, but she's really busy at the moment. Some shit about a yearbook committee.
Got any body to it?
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Hello, Chris, man.
How you doing?
What the hell's happened to your eyebrow?
Oh, it's cool, isn't it?
Oh, easy. You've got to clear it with us before you go and do something like that.
Okay. You guys, spent most of the break working on some songs for the album. I mean, it's still rough, but... I want to get you guys' input before I went further. I don't know. It's just a thought, but...
Does that make for a cool cover?
Me Ain't no title, no band name. Could be heavy. What do you think?
Is it? It looks great.
Well, I'm not done yet. I mean, it still needs work.
I'm glad you've been having some fun writing your songs.
Well, actually, I busted my ass working on the songs.
Yeah, but the tunes for the new album, they've already been written.
What do you mean?
Well, AC and I wrote them during the break.
Well, look, I know you and AC do most of the writing.
Not most of the writing. All of the writing.
Yeah, but shouldn't I have some input? I mean, I'm part of the group now, right? I'm the one that has to sing the tune, so you'd think you'd at least want me to put my stamp on them.
Is.
I mean, I'm not just...
Listen.
So I just expect me to be some singer for hire, are you?
Look. Let me explain.
Come on. Come here.
Listen. Our fans, right? Our loyal, die-hard fans. Our very lifeblood, if you will. Expect to see certain things, all right? And we like to give them what they want. And we don't deviate from that, because one disappointed fan can quickly turn to two, two to four, four to eight, and on like that, until the next thing you know, we're playing to a half-empty hall. And our lost sheep are off enjoying the rock stylings of, say, Rat. So while I understand your impulse to do your own thing, and I admire it in some small way, if you want to stay with Steel Dragon, then you're going to have to reconcile yourself for the time being to doing the Steel Dragon thing. All right? And the Steel Dragon thing is that AC and I write the songs. And you sing the songs that we write. Am I clear?
Yeah.
Good. Just sing it like it's written, all right?
I thought I was.
Well, you weren't.
All right, sorry.
Great.
Theo, let's just do it from the top.
Thanks.
Justice, aren't they?
Yeah, well, all I know is I owe Danny and Rob a big fat apology.
That's for sure. Yeah, well, we all owe someone an apology along the way. I mean, that's life, man. Now, a long, long time ago, when I was at university, I was married, you know.
Oh, you were married?
Yeah, well, it was before you boys and that rock and roll music corrupted me, man.
Yeah.
I still think about her sometimes, actually. She was really a very sweet girl.
What happened? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
No, no. Well, one day we were sitting in the pub, right, having lunch, me and the wife, and I needed to take a piss, so I stood up, walked to the toilet, you know, in the bathroom. I'm standing there just staring at the wall, as you do, and all of a sudden, something came over me, you know, and like a fear that my whole life had already been laid out for me, you know, that I'd finish my studies, get a job, you know, I'd be working for somebody else, you know, and worrying about things that didn't fucking matter, you know. So I walked out of there, kept going, didn't come back.
You mean you just left her there?
Yep. Sitting in front of a half-eaten stained kidney pie. Very harsh, man. She came to see one of the shows a few years ago, you know. She hadn't changed at all. She married my best friend. Yeah, a doctor. Yeah, three gorgeous little kids. Oh. Yeah, she's very happy.
Friends call me Thor. Got it.
You know the rest of this
one, Thor? Yeah, I know them all, dude. I know everything. I know all your moves. I've studied you, dude. I love you.
What do you say? You want to go to the roof off this place or what?
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah!
Dad, yeah, man, get out there. Don't get out there, bro. It's all yours.
Thank you.
all right?
You better, Matt.
Taking a night off, are you?
Maybe I'll take a piss.
See you again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dragon shocked fans recently when he simply just walked off stage. Izzy's departure can only mean more trouble for Steel Dragon as the band continues to struggle to maintain its status as the industry's top hard rock act.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's much to do about nothing, you know. Still four of us left with the original four. We're not going anywhere.
Look, for the last time, I don't give a fuck where he is, and I don't really care if I ever see that little bastard again.
He said to me, I need to take a piss. That's it. Matt, she said, I really need a piss.
I just think one day I realized it wasn't for me anymore. You know? I was wearing the clothes and singing the songs. It just didn't feel right. I just wanted to find myself, find my own music.
The show is over, close the storybook. No encore. And all the random men that I have shook, well, they're reaching for the door. I watch the backs as they leave single file. You stood stubborn, cheering all the while. And I know I can be colorful.
What's that? Long time.
I know I can be but I know this loser's living fortunate. I know you will love me either way.
That's not real bad.
You know, I don't want to.
Most good women good for goodness sake, but she wouldn't fancy. You are more beautiful when you awake, star in a light. The trauma that you paid for a common day. I know I can be colorful. I know I can be great. I know there's losers living fortunate.
Why did you decide not to rejoin the band?
As the mouthpiece of Steel Dragon, I realized I had this huge responsibility because the band are there, but it's me they're looking at. It's me they want to learn from. It's me that they have on their walls. And I realized that the vacuous, empty world of sex and drugs and rock and roll is not maybe the message I want to be sending out to these kids. I realized I wanted something more cerebral, something more eloquent, and something basically more dignified.
I don't want to be a loser. What you got, man?
You ever see your ass kicked by a guy with long hair and more makeup than your mom wears?
Right here!
Chris Izzy Cole shocks fans, not of the Steel Dragon, damn it.
Okay, backstage pass. Okay, Crud Pollution. Okay, Bobby Beers. I mean, Chris Queers.
After the nuclear holocaust, right? Survivors would crawl out the rubble in the dark, light a fire. And then one man, the singer of songs, will sing. And that is the essence of rock and roll.
What are you talking about?
Chris, as they continue to... What are they continuing to do? As the band continues to struggle to continue its... thing.
No more metal shit. It's all about hip hop. It's all gravy. It's all bling bling, pinky ring, word about fitty bling bling, all that shit. No more of this. It's about this. All right, you heard me? Lay your shit by the TV and watch this shit here. This shit the bomb. You heard me?